What's going on, restaurant world? We're back for another episode of The Tip Share, where we dive deep into the labyrinth of all things restaurant. So excited to have you here today. We got a really important episode for you, so get up and get excited because it's time to share our tips. We're going to be giving all of our listeners today a restaurant produce storage guide, and we're going to be discussing the importance of proper produce storage within a restaurant. Because aside from the obvious cost-saving benefits of using your produce to its maximum storage limit for freshness, there's another advantage many restaurant managers don't realize right away. This is the avoidance of fines and penalties from local, state, or regional health department inspections. Let's get into some factors that affect produce freshness. The smallest mistakes in produce storage enable any of these factors to negatively impact the taste, the texture, and the freshness of your food. These include temperature, humidity, airflow, ethylene gas, and light. It's really important to note that understanding ethylene helps you extend the shelf life of your fruits and vegetables and, by extension, improve your food cost management. The first thing you need to know is that plants' ethylene productions and sensitivities are not universal, so you should store ethylene producers separately from ethylene-sensitive items. Now let's look at some specific produce storage tips. We're going to give you guys some common produce items with their ideal storage temperatures and some other information. These tips will help optimize the cost of goods for your restaurant budget. Let's start with leafy greens. Store these at 32 degrees Fahrenheit for up to 3 weeks. Root vegetables should be stored at 32 to 40 degrees. Maximum storage time will vary depending upon the vegetable. Citrus fruits should be stored at 38 to 55 degrees, with their maximum storage also depending on the type of fruit. Apples should be stored at 30 to 35 degrees for up to 8 weeks. Berries should be stored at 30 to 35 degrees for up to 2 weeks, depending on their initial ripeness. Tomatoes should be stored at 43 to 52 degrees for up to a week. Onions stored at 32 degrees for up to 6 weeks, and potatoes stored at 40 to 50 degrees for up to 3 months. Now we're going to look at the best practices for produce storage. And I'm going to give you guys 4 things you can do right now to improve your produce storage methods. Number 1, properly label and date all of your produce. Number 2, ensure food storage containers are completely closed when storing your food. Number 3, rotate produce in your storage area to ensure the freshest ingredients are always available for your menu. And number 4, watch out for cross-contamination between different ingredients. If you guys don't know what we mean by this, never store produce in direct contact with meat, dairy, and other non-produce food. Finally, we're going to look at tips for selecting high-quality produce. While the specific characteristics for each ingredient differ slightly, these actions can be applied to any type of food that you're purchasing. Purchase in season, if possible. Buy your produce when it's in season. This ensures that your food is healthier, cheaper, and made with fresher ingredients. You could also try a local farmer's market. For your next fruit and vegetable haul, go to a farmer's market. This often provides fresher produce, locally grown, that helps you build your community as well. Highly recommend trying local farmer's markets. The last one is find a reliable supplier. If farmer's markets aren't a viable option, it helps to establish a solid relationship with a produce supplier. That's it for today's Tip Share episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We hope to see you next time. Wherever you're listening from, know that you can go check out our other episodes. We have plenty of tips on how to navigate the restaurant industry. But again, thank you guys so much. We hope you're having a great week, and we'll see you soon.